Disclaimer. This Banchan episode of The Kimbap Show may contain spoilers for the JTBC drama 18 again. The views and opinions disclosed in this episode are the opinions of the host alone, not of the entire show. Ayan, magandang araw at good evening, good morning, wherever you are. This is Tita Ayla, your all-around K-culture enthusiast from The Kimbap Show. So today, I'm gonna be talking about a banchan, and this is a deep dive on the JTBC drama 18 again. So I just recently finished this drama like a few days ago from the date of recording. So the emotions, the appreciation, and everything else are still pretty fresh. So I would say na right now my opinions are still pretty much biased when it comes to this drama. Okay, so really quick introduction muna on what 18 again is and what the plot lines are. So 18 again is a South Korean drama remake of the Hollywood movie 17 again.
NB 17. All over again.
So most of you might know this because it stars Zac Efron and Matthew Perry as both the young and old versions of each other. So this movie was released in 2009, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it was released in 2009. So yung 18 again, it was released in 2020. So nakakatawa nga kasi sabi ng boyfriend ko, parang kaya daw 18 again kasi dinagdagan nila ng 1 year for Korean age. Pero ayun, 18 again aired from September 7 to November 10 in JTBC in South Korea. And it was released in Netflix on January 2021. And I think that as of this recording, it's part of the top trending shows on Netflix. So madaming Pinoy ang nanonood ng 18 again. Maybe because a lot of them have also watched 17 again, or maybe because Lee Do-hyun is here, or maybe because they have heard some recommendations for this particular show. But nevertheless, I'm making this episode because I want to share my insights about this show. So 18 again stars Kim Hanul and Yoon Sang-hyun and Lee Do-hyun. So they are the main three characters. Yoon Sang-hyun and Lee Do-hyun are the old and young versions of the same character, which is Hong Dae-young. So it features the story of a man who went back to being an 18-year-old boy. So I think si Hong Dae-young dito siya ay 37 years old. So he went back to a few years ago when he was still 18. So he went back to that age, pati yung physical form niya. But his mind retains the mindset of a 37-year-old. So it's basically a 37-year-old man in an 18-year-old boy's body. So as he returns to that age when he was at his prime, he navigates his dreams, his relationship with his family, and pati na rin yung pagtingin niya sa sarili niya. So it is a drama, so it's prolonged. Because 17 again took around 2 hours or less than that. So, syempre, mas compressed yung plot nun. But for this one, it's longer because it took 16 episodes or 16 hours, if you will. And they added several subplots to the original film. Because the original film is just about, you know, the guy returning to his young self and going into his daughter's and son's school and being friends with them, motivating his son to pursue basketball, discouraging his daughter from engaging in romantic and sexual relationships, you know. And we can see that in the original film, though toned down yung sexual aspect. But it's there. It's all there. But they added additional subplots to it, such as the admissions fraud, which runs from episodes 4 to 6, or 4 to 8, 6 to 8, somewhere along those lines. And they also featured the love triangle because, duh, it's a Korean drama. It's like a part of almost every Korean drama. By the way, in our conversation about love triangles, please do listen to our episode on Korean dramas. It's part of the main episodes of the Kimbap show. Anyway, they also featured yung relationships ng mga parents, sila Kim Hano saka Yun Sang-hyun, sila Dajong saka si Daeyoung. They also explored their relationships with their own parents. So, Dajong with her mom, Daeyoung with his dad, and yung relationship din sa in-laws. So, madaming additional subplots. And at first, I was like, bakit ang convoluted? Ang daming nangyayari. Parang every episode may conflict na may nangyayari dito, may nangyayari doon. But at the same time, it was all meshed up really well. And they added several wonderful layers to the story. That's why I liked it. And well, one characteristic of 18 Again that I liked specifically is its use of anticlimactic foreshadowing. Or ito yung, I'm sure many viewers would understand it, na parang ibe-build up nila yung isang scene in a very dark way, in a very gritty way, na may tense music, dim lighting, you know. Tapos, ide-deceive nila yung viewers thinking that it's gonna be another obstacle, but it turns out na it will be something good for the characters. So, madaming ganon sa 18 Again. I experienced this especially during the last episode or the second to the last episode. Like, akala ko may bago na namang plotline kasi may magpo-post ng video ni Dajong sa online forum. Akala ko may nakakita sa kanilang dalawa ni Daeyoung, tas scandal na naman. Tas parang yun pala, someone uploaded a video of her defending her colleague from a harasser sa isang elevator. So, it turned out to be really good for Dajong kasi it was positive publicity for her in order for her to, you know, regain her position as a broadcaster, as an announcer rather. So yun, parang very fresh yung ganitong type of foreshadowing na akala mo it's gonna be dark, it's gonna be another obstacle, but it turns out to be really well. So let's move on to the themes of 18 Again. Ngayon, sinasabi ko talaga, halos every episode akong umiiyak dahil sa drama na to. It's because of a variety of reasons. Yung ibang scenes kasi sobrang bigat, as in, Lord, kinailangan ko ng tissue. Yung ibang scenes naman super heartwarming, na you end up remembering your parents, their sacrifices for you, and yung iba naman parang it will remind you of your younger self, the dreams you had, etc. So it's a very, very relatable film. It's a very relatable drama, rather. And madami siyang themes na talagang nakaka... What do you call this? Parang it makes you think of those very special moments in your life. And it instills that kind of memory in a very beautiful way. Na I didn't know na this kind of story would be able to evoke such emotions from me. So, kasama sa mga themes ng 18 Again ay marriage, of course, since our two main characters, Dajong and Daeyoung, are married in this show. Though they got divorced in the middle of the show, or at the first part, rather, of the show. So, they dealt with marriage in a very realistic way, in my opinion, because they featured yung mismong pangyayari sa isang marriage na it's not gonna be all happy. Which is true for all marriages. The scary part is how they portrayed, not scary with 18 Again, but the scary part about marriage is about how you might end up resenting the person you have married and vowed to spend the rest of your life with. And kaya napapare-evaluate ako ng life choices. Charot. Parang, it makes you think if you are ready for marriage and if you are someone who will be fit to get married with someone. Because at the end of the day, if you get married to someone, parang it's gonna be a lifelong commitment. Well, especially here in the Philippines, since we don't have divorce, it will be very difficult to get out of a marriage. And what is quite scary, in my opinion, is how you can end up resenting the person you have sworn to love all your life. Na pwedeng umabot sa punto na you're already blaming them for your problems, na you're already hiding secrets from them, na hindi mo na sila mapagkatiwalaan dahil sa mga pagkakamali nila sa'yo and dahil sa mga sikretong hindi nyo sinabi sa isa't isa. And I guess 18 again also taught us that love and compromise come together. But what's important is that hindi pwedeng mawala yung core ng sarili mo while you are in a relationship. Like, compromise is a part of a relationship. You have to adjust your expectations from time to time. You have to adjust your dreams. You have to adjust kung ano yung gusto mo in order to cater to the needs of the family. But what's important is that you don't lose yourself while continuously compromising. Compromise, but also try to set your boundaries na eto, hanggang dito lang yung kaya kong ibigay. And if hindi ko to kayang ibigay, dapat mag-communicate ako. Dun sila nag-fail at first. Na they did not communicate how they felt after the years of marriage and the failed opportunities with their own dreams and their own relationships. And they ended up resenting each other because of that. Especially Daeyoung. When he got drunk and resented his wife for like saying na, I regret meeting you. Don't you regret it too? I blame you for everything. You're so selfish. If it's something you hear from a loved one, that will hurt like hell. Like, sobrang sakit nun. And nakakatakot kasi if you end up in a marriage tas magiging ganun yung ending, it's so painful. But the twist sa 18 again is that it offered our character second chances. Because in real life, second chances are rare. If you say something so hurtful na hindi ka na makabalik, wala ka na talagang babalikan. Pag may nagawa kang mali to the point na imposible nang i-repair yung emotional damage mo sa person na yun, wala na talaga. But this drama gave an opportunity for Daeyoung to have a second chance with his life. And having that second chance gave him the opportunity to reevaluate his relationship with his wife, his relationship with his family, yung pagtingin niya para sa mga pangarap niya, and pati rin yung sa sarili niya. So it was a good reflexive experience for him somehow. Kasi like at the start, he wanted to live a new life, he wanted to forge a new identity, na he wanted to carve a life for himself. Kasi parang ito na yung chance eh, para makapag-basketball siya eh. Ito na yung chance niya para talagang maabot yung mga pangarap niya. And he was so good, he was so skilled. He was being looked upon by other people for being good. But at the same time, when the story went on, sa kanya na-realize na yung joy ng pagiging isang basketball player, yung pag-abot niya sa pangarap na yun, parang it pales so much in comparison to the joys of parenthood and the joys of seeing his daughter walk, of being with his wife, yung ganon. And it makes you appreciate the things we have in life. Kasi minsan, when we live our lives, parang iniisip natin kung ano yung wala sa atin. Parang sana ganito ako, sana meron ako nito, sana yung ganon, yung tipong iniisip mo kung ano yung wala sa'yo to the point na nakakaligtaan mo na kung ano yung meron ka. And it's very important for us to really reevaluate the things we have in life and the things that we can achieve and the things we have to let go of, right? And another thing na related sa 18 again ay yung fatherhood at parenthood. You know, I grew up without a dad, so hindi ako very familiar with that fatherly feeling. But my mother raised us all alone, so I know of the sacrifices and everything. But yun nga, parang yung scene na Daeyoung was listening to Shia na sinasabi niya na his dad, na her dad was never there, na pag kailangan siya, wala siya doon. Yung ganun, parang nakakawasak ng puso. Na you're trying your best, but at the same time, minsan may pagkukulang ka pa rin. Like, I'm not a dayong apologist. I think naman talaga na nagkulang siya before. And kulang talaga yung effort niya noon. Pero, ayun, parang it makes you think then about the sacrifices your father has made. Na minsan, hindi sila makauwi kasi sobra yung trabaho, ganun. And syempre, about parenthood then in general. Kasi, this drama, plus the movie itself as well, parang they introduced the notion of being friends with your kid. Hindi naman introduced, parang they made it a theme. Kasi diba, si Zac Efron, dun sa original 17 Again movie, parang he was friends with his son. He encouraged him to pursue basketball. He became close with his daughter. And likewise, dito sa 18 Again, parang binarkada niya yung anak niya, pati yung daughter niya. So, because of that, he was able to discover some facets or some sides of his children that he didn't know before. And it was a really good thing for their relationship as father and son and daughter and father. And yun, parang, I know that there are some boundaries that parents shouldn't cross. Na meron pa ring boundary na parang TMI na masyado. Pero it helps if we become friends with our children. Like, I'm not a mom, but I mean, it helps if our parents are also friends with us. Like, if they could talk to us about our hobbies, about our interests, about our goals in life without taking too much of a judgmental standpoint. Now, we just want to listen to them and give them advice in a way na they will not feel ashamed of their own choices. And maybe it is a good approach to parenting na we could have. You know, as I know na many listeners of this show are people in their 20s, so, you know, maybe we could try to emulate that kind of parenting if in the future we choose to become parents, right? And another thing related to fatherhood is how sometimes when we become parents, our dreams take a backseat. And this is true for both mothers and fathers, but it's in my opinion, it's more intense for mothers in particular. But of course, they also showed kung paano ba to nangyari sa dad nila. Na parang he had a dream of becoming a really good basketball player, but that dream had to take a backseat until hindi na talaga pwede kasi he was already old and it would be very difficult for him to become a basketball player na. But he was able to regain, or he was able to find that dream again by becoming a coach to young kids, which was so cute. I literally cried when I saw that scene. Pero ayun, parang sometimes kasi kapag people take on another huge responsibility, such as in the case of parenting, sometimes we have to put our dreams at the backseat. Na kasi nag-iba na yung priorities natin eh. Priority na natin kapag naging parent, yung priority nila pag nung naging parent sila is to become providers for their kids. Na kailangan may pangkain yung dalawang anak nila sa araw-araw, kailangan may pangbayad sila sa rent, yung ganun. So Dayong had to take on menial jobs in order to survive day to day, to the point na he found it really difficult to maintain his dream na. Diba may isang scene na ini-invite siya ng coach na guy na pwede na siyang mag-try out sa team nila. And at first, he was so rusty but he was able to regain his composure as a player. But then, he got invited to the team na pwede na siyang maglaro sa team na yun. But he refused kasi nagkasakit yung isang anak niya. And yun talaga, kailangan niya mag-sacrifice, kailangan niya mag-compromise in order to be with his kids. And it was so heartbreaking to watch. Ang dami kong emotions while watching those scenes, as in super heartbreaking. But also, it makes you understand din parang anong nangyari, diba? But, you know, if they had communicated more in the past, it wouldn't have led to that heartbreaking scene na they had to divorce and fight and resent each other for every single thing that they did. Kasi yun nga eh, parang instead of being in a loving relationship, it was filled with judgment, of resentment, of bakit ganito ka, bakit ganyan ginagawa mo, yung kino-question mo yung choices na nila to the point na you're not even trying to understand them. And that can be a really dangerous thing to do when you're in a relationship. Kasi slippery slope na yan eh. Diba? Parang if you end up hating one thing that he or she does, parang you'll begin to end up hating everything that he or she is doing to the point na hindi mo na masikmura na makita sila sa araw-araw. And medyo ganun nga yung nangyari. So overall, communicate talaga. And another theme na lumitaw dito, and as well as sa original film, ay yung theme ng friendship. So, si Daeyong saka si Dok Jin, forever friends, na parang they really try to give each other the best that they can give to each other. Plus, yung friendship din syempre ni Da Jong saka ni Che Erin. Parang very cute na from high school, super solid nila, and parang they were each other's sources of support throughout the troubling and the turbulent times. So it's really good. And now, I'll talk about the differences and yung mga bagay na mas in-emphasize ng 18 again. First is, I really liked how they put the spotlight on the mother as well. Kasi sa 17 again, the spotlight was all on Zac Efron. Parang the mother was just a side character. Like, yeah, like she's a hot mom, ganun. Parang hindi masyadong in-explore yung psyche ng mom, like why is she like that, ganun. Pero sa 18 again, they put the spotlight on the mother and they also tackled motherhood penalty. So for those of you who don't know, motherhood penalty is a concept na dinadescribe how corporations and employers penalize mothers for being mothers. Kasi, sabi sa research, parang yung image daw ng isang ideal mother, which is one who is always present for her children, ay taliwas or iba sa concept ng ideal worker na laging nasa office, laging ready mag-render ng overtime, laging committed sa trabaho. And unlike mothers, single women and men are parang mas biased yung mga corporations into hiring single women or men into corporations rather than mothers kasi they think the mothers will not be able to perform well. Ganon. So, may motherhood penalty dimension silang in-explore dito. Diba? Yung JBC, parang ayaw nilang tanggapin si Dajong kasi nanay siya. That's all. Because she's a mom and she's a divorcee. And it's inspiring then how Da Jong was able to overcome those systemic barriers. But it also makes us think, why are we penalizing mothers for being mothers? Why must we box mothers into the role of being a mother all their lives? Diba? Parang hindi ba sila pwedeng maging iba? Di ba nila pwedeng maabot din yung mga pangarap nila? Na they try as hard as other people do, but why are we so adamant as a society in boxing them into the stereotype of a mother? Na dapat ano lang, dapat mag-aalaga lang ng bata or mag-aayos ng mga gamit sa bahay. Bakit ganon? Diba? So, yung mga career woman na mothers, super dami nilang hurdles na kailangang lagpasan talaga. Kasi may motherhood penalty. Tapos yung pag-aalaga ng anak at yung pagtatrabaho. Those are not easy things to balance, but they do it so well. So yun, that is one theme that 18 Again also tackled. And 18 Again also showed the difficulties of being a parent at a young age. This is something na wala sa original film kasi they did not show much of the young Zac Efron and the young wife. Pero pinakita nila yung difficulties of being a parent at a young age without a college degree, na people will look down on you if you don't have a degree, na people will look down on you if you were a teenage mom. Isa rin to sa hurdles ni Da Jong eh. Parang, you were a mom? Oh, you had to take a break sa school kasi you were a mom. Parang dahil doon, negative na yung pagtingin ng mga tao sa'yo. At ang hirap talaga kasi, yun nga, parang in order to really focus on raising your child, sometimes your dreams have to take a backseat. Like, wait lang ha, babalik ako sa career ko in time. And I'm very thankful na Dajong made that choice na magka-college siya pag lumaki na yung anak niya. And she was able to achieve it kahit na hindi na siya ganun kabata. It teaches us na our dreams do not stop when we're 20. Even if we're in our late 30s, even if we're in our 40s, we can still achieve many things. As long as we don't give up, as long as we commit to it. Diba? Madaming pagsubok, oo. Pero it teaches us na it doesn't stop once you reach 30. Because life is a continuous process of learning and unlearning many things. Diba? And kasama na rin yung pag-explore nila dito ay yung emotional layers ng relationship nila. Kasi yung mga flashbacks, oh my God, yung Young Daeyong saka yung Young Dajong, like how they met, their struggles as parents, yung mga nakakakilig nilang scenes nung pasimula pa lang sila as a couple, parang mas na-appreciate mo yung journey nila as a couple because you saw how they made it, you saw how they tried to make their relationship work, you saw them happy, you saw them sorrowful. Kaya ayun, parang dumami yung layers and sobrang ganda. Kasi Korean remakes, they tend to make a lot of things more dramatic. Like, I will not sugarcoat that because K-dramas are very dramatic, diba? But it worked here. It worked so well here na super nagustuhan ko siya, super na-appreciate ko siya, and super nagustuhan ko din yung mga very interesting subplots na nilagay nila sa story. So, ayun. So, ang dami ko nang sinabi, and I think it's time to conclude this banchan. So, overall, 18 again. As I mentioned, added a lot of emotional layers to the original story. Like, imagine the original story is a seed. And 18 again tried to add many layers of soil to it to the point that the seed was able to germinate and grow well. That's how it seemed like to me. Kasi, ang ganda ng emotional layers, ang ganda ng pagkaka-execute ng scenes, super thankful ako for the flashbacks. And because of that, mas nakakaiyak siya. As in, di ba yung movie? May mga times na naiyak din ako sa movie. May mga times na naantig din yung puso ko. Pero dito kasi, every episode talaga akong umiiyak. Like, girl, magang-maga yung mata ko nung last episode. Like, umiiyak ako like for like a few minutes kasi humahagulgul talaga ako, hindi ko kaya. Parang I'm so thankful na they were able to find the right footing in their relationship, and I'm very thankful na they were able to have a happy family again. I'm very thankful they had their second chance. And of course, one of the very stellar stars sa show na to ay si Lee Do-hyun. Very, 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 very good acting. Like, pag umiiyak siya, nawawasak din ako. Pag masaya siya, natutunaw ako. Kapag nakangiti siya ng very subtle smile, nauulol ako. Kapag nababasa yung buhok niya, oh my God, as in, sobrang gwapo talaga. And he gave so much layers to Hong Daeyong as a character. Like, nakita mo siya as an innocent teenage boy in high school. Nakita mo siya as a 37-year-old stuck in an 18-year-old's boy. Nakita mo siya as a nagging father, as an emotional man. You saw all those things from him and from his performance. And I heard na, I read some articles after he finished this. Parang while he was filming 18 again, he watched Yoon Sang-hyun, yung nag-play ng older Daeyong. And he looked at his mannerisms and thought about how he can match Uyong's personality and mannerisms with Daeyong's mannerisms. And he did it so well. Like, super smooth ng transition. Diba? As in, my God, feel ko talaga super magiging hit tong si Lee Do-hyun kasi he's so good and he's so talented. And I hope to see more sides of him as an actor in the future. So overall, 18 Again is a must watch because it is a very, very, very wonderful show. And I think then a lot of people can appreciate it from all walks of life, from all ages and everything. 18 Again is such a wonderful drama. And I hope that every one of you listening right now can appreciate this. And if di nyo pa napapanood, sana ay mapanood nyo rin. So thank you so much for listening to this Banshan. So if you want to listen to other episodes of The Kimbap Show, our podcast is available on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, and all other streaming platforms. And you can follow The Kimbap Show on IG, Twitter, and Facebook at The Kimbap Show. And if gusto nyo mag-share ng thoughts about 18 Again or other K-dramas na you'd like us to make an episode about, you can share your thoughts to us. You can drop by our Curious Cat at The Kimbap Show, or you can join our Telegram channel at t.me/kimbapshow. So thank you so much for listening to this Banchan. This has been Tita Ayla, your all-around K-culture enthusiast. And we'll see you next time. Toman na yo! Bye!